Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So everything is moving. Everything, me and everything around me, is in a state of becoming, moving from potentiality to actuality. It's pre-programmed that one becomes more and more perfect. One is in a state of becoming perfect. Perfection for everything depends on the inner nature of that thing. But within the inner nature of that thing, there's a pre-programmed, predestined potential that it has. The apple seed, whenever you ask it, where are you going? It's towards perfection, which is being an apple tree. Also, we said that since it's moving, whatever is moving, there's a destination. Okay, it's in a state of becoming, therefore it's moving because of need. We also said everything is connected with one another. Now, with these two principles of movement and interconnectedness, certain things I see around me which I need to interpret. For example, okay, sometimes the apple reaches the state of being a very big apple because of the environment that it grew in. Sometimes the apple rots much earlier than expected. What's happening here? The pre-programmed destination was that of perfection, and it reaches perfection. In both cases, the apple seed reached its perfection. The perfection was a state of becoming an apple. Now, one of them ended in being the apple, one of them ended in being a rotten apple, for example, or a small apple. Why the different actualities here? Well, it's because the causes and effects based, which they were based upon, they varied. But the apple seed had a potential, and it reached its potential in that given environment with those given cause and effects. And it grew in a pre-programmed manner, and it reached its perfection. But it was that of being a rotten apple. Now, since everything is connected with one another, that rotten apple reached its goal. That apple seed, its destination was to be a rotten apple. For what though? For another entity, maybe a higher entity. A higher entity wanted to grow. And in the growth of that higher entity, it led to the suffering of this apple seed. Not allowing that apple seed to reach its potential. We believe in interconnectedness. So, in the same way that that big apple led to its actuality in being a big apple and being food for a human or whatever, that other apple seed, it also reached its destination. But that was in becoming decay or a rotten apple or a small apple whose goal was for another higher order. That's okay. But they both reached perfection. They both reached that inner, ingrained, predestined perfection that they were supposed to reach. And they were supposed to. When it's supposed to be, it is. You can't escape the preceding cause and effects in relation to the apple seed. The apple seed is moving based on the predetermined cause and effects preceding it and within that environment that it's growing. And it reaches its goal, but we don't look at it alone as the apple seed here, because it may have reached its destination, which is a rotten apple, for the growth of a other entity. That entity may be another plant, another animal, a human, and so on and so forth. But it reached its goal, and it became, once it reached its destination, it became what it was supposed to be for someone else, for something else. Everything is connected. Nothing is disconnected from the rest. And that shows that there's a one unique, one single governing set of laws governing all of nature. It's emanating from one source. It can't be two mutually exclusive governing forces of power governing nature. Everything is moving in one direction. Just because something you see, when you compare it with the big apple, you say this small apple or the rotten apple, it's bad. You say it's imperfect. But why do you say it? Because you're comparing. Badness is a relative term. It only appears when you compare two things. comparing we need not do. When you look at everything in and of itself, it's good and it's reaching perfection. It's moving towards perfection and it reaches its goal. Just because we don't understand that destination in relation to other things, it doesn't mean it's bad. You can't just compare it to a big apple and therefore conclude it's bad. No, everything is moving. And so am I. I'm also moving towards perfection. Now, I may, that perfection based on my preceding cause and effect, what my parents, what my grandparents, my teachers, and so on and so forth, all the things around me, and one last thing, my free will. All these things interplay with one another, and they're leading me to reach my destination, which was pre-programmed in me. And that was my quest for perfection. Now, I may acquire that perfection in vice, I may acquire it in virtue, but I'm going to reach perfection. I may acquire it in a big car, in a big house, in a profit, but I reached it. I reached my destination. Someone may reach their perfection in stealing. They erred, but it's in stealing. And as a result of that stealing, other people will be inhibited, will be affected in their route to perfection. Not that the route to perfection is inhibited, but what the destination will be inhibited. But this inhibited, it will be affected rather, not necessarily always inhibited. It may be for the betterment of another entity which is connected with this entity that is stealing. They may be affected in a positive way, in a negative way, but they're going towards perfection. Depends how they act at the time. Depends on the scaffolding they have, the means in order to act. Will it be positive? Will it be negative? But they're going towards perfection. Their guide is their inner rationality, their intellect. It guides them. Everyone is moving. We're all connected with one another, and we're all getting to that perfection. And therefore, nothing in and of itself can be deemed bad. It's all cause and effect. Nothing can be bad because it's all pure existence. Whatever comes from pure existence, which was absolute perfection, which was absolute perfection in all aspects, whatever emanates from pure existence, which is everything, it's good. This badness that we came to assign is always when we're comparing with something. Otherwise, in and of itself, when you look at the bigger picture, providentially, everything is good. Everything is towards perfection, becoming perfect, and therefore good. The apple seed at that stage is all good. We say it's imperfect in comparison to the apple tree. Okay, but in and of itself, the apple seed is all good. The apple tree in and of itself is all good too. But when we start comparing one with the other, then this idea of good and better, bad and good, all these arise. But providentially, when you look at the system of nature, ontically, look at nature itself, the cosmos, everything is good. Yes, legislation-wise, yes, in relation to ethics, yes, how much perfection did you reach? But providentially, it was all good. It was all meant to be. It was all supposed to be. It all moved towards perfection. But when it comes to the realm of ethics and legislation, yes, good and bad may have meaning there in relation to how much did the human being succeed in reaching true perfection. That's in the realm of free will, in the realm of ethics, in the realm of law. But in the realm of nature, whatever is good. And everything that is moving in an interconnected way, it's all good. And it's all pre-programmed to reach perfection. And bad and good in nature only arises when we compare. Or sometimes when an earthquake happens, just because our own interests are compromised, we say it's bad. or when the weather isn't suiting for our business, we say it's bad. These are all things which go back to our ego. But when you look at nature as it is, and everything emanates from pure existence, everything is manifesting existence, everything is moving to perfection, to a destination in a pre-programmed manner. Who is the mover? Pure existence. How can anything be bad on a cosmic level? Let's think about it more. Let's treat our surroundings with more respect, with more dignity.